This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The 8th of January. I don't know what that means to you, but as far as I'm concerned, it means that we've another week to be successful. We had a successful first week of 2018, if you absent the weather. and then we can look at the rest of the things that have happened. I guess it depends on who you are, where you are. There's always a success story someplace, and we'll find him here. When I say Will, I mean Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Will find out about Victoria's vacation after she brings us up to date with some of the trending items that are important here today. Go ahead there, Victoria. It'd be nice to hear your voice. Everybody listen. Let's see. Let's hear her voice. Wait a minute. There it is.
Well, thank you. Most of the trending items this morning are related to the Golden Globes, which I didn't see, but apparently it was very, I guess, political and passionate and lots of opinions. Frances McDormand is trending. She won Best Actress. Gary Oldman is trending. He won Best Actor for his portrayal of Winston Churchill. Lady Bird was a big winner, and Three Billboards was also a big winner. And Oprah apparently had a big moment with a big speech. I know, Jen, I think you probably, I was still in the air, so I didn't see it, but you probably did see some of the Golden Globes, right?
Yeah, I watched most of it. I thought it was really, really boring, actually. I thought it was kind of everybody was in black as part of the Time's Up movement, and really it didn't get political as far as everybody trashing the president or making political statements. I mean, there's a tiny bit of that, but not like it has been in the past. But everybody was talking about this Time's Up movement and the Me Too movement. And that was fine. It just got a little bit too much. Oprah's speech, she's a wonderful speaker, and I think she kind of set a lot of people on fire. But that was really kind of the high point moment. There was really, everything else was just kind of snoozy, including the fashions, because everybody was wearing black. It was just, it was very slow, I thought.
Yeah.
I did like slow moving.
Despite them being black, maybe it's because I wear a lot of black myself, and you can, I'm sure, relate to this, Victoria. So
yeah.
I did think a lot of the dresses were very beautiful. There were some sparkly black dresses, which I appreciated. But I will agree, I thought, I saw about half of it, and I thought that Oprah's speech was very, very passionate, and she's a great speaker, and I did think that that was the best part of it.
All right, for those of us who didn't watch it, what did Oprah say?
It was all themed. Well, she won the Cecil B. DeMille Award, and it was all themed around the Time's Up movement. And basically she said, we hear you, we've heard your stories, but everything that these people that have been through all this stuff have in common is that they have hope, and here's a message to the young girls out there, you have hope, and a new horizon is coming. It's all right. It just, as I've said, I think this just feels trite to me, and it's not Oprah, but this movement of everybody in Hollywood all of a sudden suddenly saying that they're awake to these sexual harassment charges. They've been working with these things for a long time, and putting a black dress on is not necessarily going to change culture for a lot of these women who knew exactly what was happening and still let it go on. So make changes, and I hope that they do, and I hope that they're serious about it, and I hope the changes start in Hollywood and that they're great inspirations for culture. But it just seeming like they woke up a couple of months ago with Harvey Weinstein is, I don't know, it feels trite.
I think looking at this list from the Golden Globes last night, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri was a very good movie. Was it the best motion picture of the year? I don't think so, but that's just me. I think the best motion picture of the year is, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that The Post affected me greatly. But I've seen a lot of good movies. I love going to the movies. This past week or two over the Christmas and New Year's holiday, I saw half a dozen movies. I thought that the Gary Oldman portrayal of Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour was very good. I thought that All the Money in the World was a good story. Didn't see that in here anywhere. Disaster Artist, best performance by an actor. I know everybody keeps telling me the same thing, that if you didn't see the original, you won't get it. Well, I didn't get it, and I didn't understand. I don't understand how you attract someone to a movie or try to attract them to a movie if they don't really know what the first story was. So that makes this a very limited audience. Allison Janney wins for I, Tonya, which I saw last week. Yeah, I would say, is that the best? See, that's the thing.
But this isn't a comedy musical genre, so it's not amongst everything.
What do you mean?
I mean, the Allison Janney, did she win supporting actors for everything?
She won a supporting role in any motion picture.
I don't know. I guess because they won in the comedy genre, didn't
they?
Yeah, they
Tonya.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
It's musical and comedy.
Yeah,
musical and comedy. Yeah,
that's bull.
Yeah.
It was
okay, so can I ask a question? Because Tonya Harding was at the Golden Globes, and I noticed looking ahead at the TV schedule this week that they're doing a special on Tonya Harding, and now with the movie. So I want to see the movie, and I'm interested. But are we now glamorizing Tonya Harding? Like, are we giving her a pass for beating the chick over the knee?
Yeah, that's pretty much what this is all about.
Okay, I was just checking. When I saw at the Golden Globes, I was just taking a bag. Like, okay, Tonya Harding's here? Really? Where's Nancy Kerrigan? She's still on crutches at home somewhere? Come on.
and then the Big Little Lies, that television show.
That's a great show. Great show.
Yeah. It's frustrating.
It's very dark. But you didn't see it, though, did you?
I did see
it. It would be too dark for you.
I saw a couple of episodes on the plane. And it didn't... Yeah, it was very dark. I find myself... torn, because entertainment for me in this league needs to either it needs to have some fun quotient to it. I guess having a remarkable story is good. Star Wars for me was one of the best movies that I saw this past year, and I don't see it nominated for anything.
Yeah, those movies will never get nominated.
Yeah.
It's always the
point
of the artsy fartsy stuff.
Well, yeah, but so what's the point?
But everyone was in black this year.
Yeah.
So.
And it used to be fun. You used to watch
it
get all shocker.
So
that didn't
all,
happen.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
all,
I said. I was
whining and all of this. Oh, man, we smarter than you are. Get lost.
Well, I don't know that anyone
well,
said
I don't
that.
Know. Yeah.
No, but that's what it feels like. I get it. When you're being preached at by a lot of people, that's kind of what you feel like. They're telling you, well, we're smarter than you.
Yeah.
We know how to fix it.
The thing
this.
That frustrates me most about it, I think, is that there were a ton of good movies, and I feel like every year there are one or two movies that take everything, and I just feel like that leaves... I mean, hopefully it won't be the same at every award ceremony, but I feel like it is the same at every award ceremony, and I think it leaves, like, the four or five other movies that were really great, and the directors and stuff, like, great, everybody can't win, but I think it kind of fails to recognize or notice some of the people who did really awesome things this year.
Yep. I think that's
I didn't see the movie that won, the Ebbing, Missouri one. I know that you
it's
said
good
it was
movie.
Good.
It's a good movie.
But I don't know. I didn't really have any interest from seeing the trailers and seeing it, so I think it was a little...
Well, it's a dark movie. It's not a comedy. It's dark. But it was... Frances McDormand is very good at her craft. There were some other really good actors in the story. The story got you from the beginning and pretty much stayed there. Was it the favorite? Was it mine? No. Did I pay attention to it? Yes. Did I think that it was a worthwhile way to spend a couple of hours of my time? Yeah. At most of the movies that I go to see, I go for an escape, because most of the time my mind is on stuff that's structured. And so going to the movies gets me out of the structure. And for that, it has value. Do I think that there is... I saw that Jumanji... over the weekend, and I continue. It's like the same with Owen Wilson. I talked about this, I think, before you left, Victoria. He annoys me. And I don't know why I go to see movies that he's in, because he annoys me. And Kevin Hart's the same. It's the same character, the same just really stupid portrayal of a human being. And
the
he's
Rock
not funny.
Actually. The Rock had
such a funny line last night.
Yeah, he said something like, I'm a charitable guy. It's clearly, that's why I put Kevin Hart in all my movies.
Yeah. Well, but The Rock is very consistent. He shows up, you know, he reminds me of what John Wayne used to be. He was always early, showed up on time, knew his lines. You got to know that that's what The Rock does. And that's why people want to work with him, plus the fact he's a great box office draw. People want to go see him. That's why I went. I went to see him in the movie, just to see. I had not heard, I didn't, when I saw the previews to the first one with Robin Williams, it didn't appeal to me for the same reason that this one didn't. It looked like, I mean, they were full of creepy, crawly creatures, and I closed my eyes more times in that movie than, I know you all laugh at me when
well,
I
Well, overall, though, did you like it?
The story was, I understood the story. The bad guy was a good bad guy, and so there's some good scenes in it. It went, you know, other than Hart and his nonsense and the creepy crawly creatures eating, you know, everybody up, and then they had three lives, so I'm not going to give it away because Kara will get upset with me. But I think that if you like The Rock, you'll like the movie. I didn't like it. I didn't dislike it. I just felt as I walked out, that there are a lot of these people, and I don't understand how they get an audience. Obviously, not everything's going to appeal to me, as is the case with the Golden Globes in general. Most of those movies on that sheet that I just looked at don't appeal to me. Most of the actors and actresses don't appeal to me in the way that they must have appealed to a lot of people. Oldman, yes, I get that. And Ebbing, I get that. And I get I, Tonya for Alice and Janney. But the rest of it looks just like so much crap. So I guess I've had my say. Under the
well, my 9-year-old cousin saw Jumanji in Ireland and thought it was the greatest thing he's ever seen.
Well,
so
a lot
maybe
of kids
you just
in the
weren't
movie.
The audience for Jumanji.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Here's an audience builder. The success story that we're having with people helping themselves to Krill Omega 50 from Purity Products. This is an intelligent way. If you handle, I actually was with a, I have a chiropractor here who's very good, and also an acupuncturist who was helping me with my heavy cough and the things in my chest and that sort of thing. And we were talking about the new, sort of a new wave, new supplemental process and new supplemental products coming along. And this is one of them, this Krill Omega 50 Plus, something that, if you're religious about having a good supplementation routine, and most of us are, I certainly try to be that way, this thing makes nothing but sense in a daily routine because it promotes your cardiovascular health in ways that are fabulous. Your brain's getting more blood, your muscles are getting more blood, your body is being taken care of in ways that are just very positive. And then there's the krill aspect to it. Krill oil is great for joint comfort, being if you're stiff when you wake up in the morning, that kind of stuff, back stiff, hip stiff, knees are stiff, that sort of thing, you'll want to be on this. Because in 7 days, you'll feel better, feel better, feel better. Yes, you will. So the folks at Purity are just onto this. They think you're going to find this to be a fabulous way for you to get into your regular routine. So how about you try a bottle without cost, other than you pay a couple of bucks for shipping? Call 800-355-1493 for a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10. 800-355-1493. Call them now while you're thinking about it and think about how good this is going to be for everything in your body. 800-355-1493 for a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Yeah. answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
Members of the Moody's has passed away. Ray Thomas, who's the flautist and vocalist on a lot of the music from the earlier Moody Blues. Well, he stayed on the road with them until about 7-8 years ago. He was very much influenced by drug and alcohol problems during his career. He was one of the originals with Mike Pinder, Denny Lane, and Justin Hayward. The band was it for them. When they get started, this is what you think of when you think of the Moody Blues, but there's so much other great stuff. Nights in White Satin, Tuesday Afternoon, Story in Your Eyes, Wildest Dreams, Singer in a Rock and Roll Band. Anytime there was a, and this is an example of how they put orchestrations to work. This was the first creative instance of all kinds of strings and orchestrations being used in pop rock music, classic rock as it's now called. So anyway, I remember meeting him when we went to the theater. I think I've told the story before in the air. When my pal Uri Geller, I met Justin Hayward at Uri's wedding. And that's how we sort of connected and have stayed connected through Uri. But Uri had never been to see the Moody Blues. I looked at him and I said, "You got to be nuts. You haven't seen? You've never been to a concert?" So I bought tickets for all of us to go to a concert in Oxford when my daughter was still in school over there. And I went over and we had a night at the Moody Blues. And Uri was having a great, great time. And so afterwards, as is typical with him. He wanted to go down into the catacombs of this old theater. I think it was called the Apollo, as a matter of fact. And so we hung around with Ray Thomas and with Justin and John Lodge, the fellas that are still very much a part of it. And they were all in their underwear. And Ray Thomas had three girls prepping him for whatever was going to go on as soon as they left the theater. So that's my memory of Ray Thomas, who's passed away. Speaking of things that are significant when it comes to those of the past, today would have marked David Bowie's 71st birthday. And to celebrate that, his former record label, which is Parlophone, unearthing a previously unreleased demo of his hit Let's Dance from 1983. It was actually recorded in Montreux, Switzerland in 82 by a makeshift band including Nile Rodgers, Erdal Kislevski, I've never heard of him before, from Turkey, a local guitarist and a drummer. Track has been mixed and mastered for the first time for this release. Speaking of those early Let's Dance sessions, Rogers says, quote, I've been blessed with a wonderful career, but my creative partnership with David Bowie ranks very high on the list of my most important and rewarding collaborations. The demo gives you, the fans, a bird's-eye view of the very start of it. I woke up on my first morning in Montreux with David peering over me. He had a guitar in his hands, acoustic guitar, and he claimed, Nile, darling, I think this is a hit. I think it is, too. First indication of what we could do together is what he said. This was sort of a folk song. So, more David Bowie to consider. 28 past the hour.
Busy you. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The ratio between bacteria and human cells in our bodies is 1-3. That means you're carrying around about 40 trillion bacteria, give or take a couple. And in addition to all the little creatures inside you, you're also having between 50,000 and 70,000 thoughts a day, which, all in all, makes you a very busy place with a lot going on inside. And you're not alone. Everyone else has that many bacteria inside them and that many thoughts in their minds as well. So, in a way, we are all grand central stations of movement, which makes it all the more important for us to be kind and compassionate to others and ourselves when mistakes are made. Patience in the midst of busyness is a gift worth giving to all. For ways to build your patience, visit drchristianconti.com.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up, because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stock and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
If you're small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
It's now 34 after the hour. This is the good, no, well, yeah, I guess it is, in a manner of speaking, modified Good Day program. For as many years as I said that, it has been actually pretty good. I've not done much of that retro, hey, it's the Good Day show. Hey, gang, it's the Duggar. I haven't done a lot of that. Victoria Keelan is back from her vacation. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. The things that are trending in many circles. This book that the Trumpsters and the Bannonites and whoever this guy Wolf is. I never really heard of this guy Wolf before. What's
his
story?
No one did. He's really so famous overnight. Really, yeah. I mean, he was a reporter for The Hollywood Reporter. He was a contributor for USA Today. But he's known to be just a tabloid journalist that didn't get a lot of attention. And that's what had so many people scratching their head as to just why Steve Bannon let him into the White House to do this book on the president. And I think maybe it was just inexperience thinking, well, if they gave him access, that somehow he might be kinder to the administration. But clearly that was not the case. Many of the claims in the book, which he even says on the front page, he can't prove all the claims that he's making in this book, seem to be a little loosey-goosey.
He being Wolf or he being...
Yeah, he being Wolf. Bannon It's really easy to think that this is somehow Bannon's book or Bannon's creation. Bannon was just interviewed, and he was the person at the White House who was interviewed most extensively by this guy, and he was the one that allowed him the access. And the reason that it's getting so much attention is because Bannon said in the book, Don Jr. is treasonous and unpatriotic, which flies in the face of what Bannon has said all along, that nothing was wrong between the family, nothing was wrong with the campaign. So it made people wonder exactly why he changed his tune for this book, if it was a lie, if it was misreporting. But Bannon came out over the weekend and apologized and said he didn't know what he was thinking, and you know, he's sorry for saying everything.
So what does that mean?
It means he apologized for whatever he was thinking when he was interviewed for this book however many months ago it was, because this was still when Bannon was at the White House, and Bannon's been gone since August. So he said this months ago.
When's the news media going to get around to actually reporting on the news and what is going on in the country, around the world, instead of making Trump the story? The story, I suppose there are stories about Trump that need to be reported, or there's a certain demand for information about the leader of the free world. But what about the other things that are going on?
Well, I think that kind of undermines all news media ever.
I agree.
If you're watching CNN or something, then that's what you're seeing.
Well,
but I'm pretty sure local news sources are still reporting on everything that's going on. There are a ton of media sites that are still reporting on other things that are going on in the world, and it just so happens that everything the president does happens to affect all of us. That's a pretty big thing.
I'm not sure that's true either. I'm not buying into that. It doesn't.
You don't think it matters what he does? I think a lot of people think that.
No, I didn't say that. No, you're putting words in my mouth. I didn't say it doesn't matter what he does. What I'm saying is, in my world, and I'm guessing in many other people's worlds, we go along through the day, we do what we do, and what he does doesn't really affect us or the people around him. There are some exceptions to that, and I would tell you that the net neutrality thing influenced a lot of people, or has affected a lot of people in terms of who can get this radio program and other radio programs. And if you don't have a radio station that carries it, I think that the world of agriculture, which I'm very invested in, has been affected by some of the stupid plays that have come along in terms of certain regulations that have been lifted and others that ought to be lifted that haven't been lifted that the average family farmer wants to see done. So those are specific areas. But
nursing homes, too.
What, you thinking I'm going into a nursing home?
No, not for you. I mean, for things that affect other people.
Talking about me. But yes, it would be interesting to know how you have been affected. How, if we think about how we individually are affected by things that are done or not done by those people in power, whether it be in Washington or at the state level or the local level, those are the things that it seems to me get people going. And that's where, we go back to the statement that, who was it? What's his face from Massachusetts, as a matter of fact, said all politics were local. And they are. And then it swells from there. So what has happened, I believe, in terms of how people get themselves worked up about Trump, is that there's an excessive amount of coverage of him because he's quirky, he's different.
And his coverage has also been 90%+ negative from the news media.
Yeah.
So there's a shaping and an overlooking, I think, of some of the achievements and more of a focus on the stuff that's personal, the mental fitness, the collusion, the collusion with Russia, the sexual. I mean, there's just such an effort to try to hang everything on him. And I don't know why. The guy is there. So let's talk about his achievements and let's talk about policy differences, because none of this stuff matters. These are tabloid books. These are tabloid books that were written about Obama. These are tabloid books that were written about Bush, certainly about Bill Clinton. And you put about a half a grain of salt into them and you go, okay, probably 10% of this is true. Maybe even less for this book, which wasn't footnoted. I read Clinton Cash, and that was a tabloid-style book on Hillary Clinton. But at least he had footnotes and, copied pieces of evidence that he had found in the back of the book. Mm-hmm. This is really just based on people's stories and what this guy has picked up or what he thinks is the case going on in the White House. So it's difficult.
Yeah, I think it's also a push and pull, because it's true that all of these books have been written about all of these presidents in the past, but I just think, I don't know, it's like a hard thing to choose what you report about what the president is saying, because he's like the one who won't stop talking about it. He keeps, you know, he'll call Bannon his names, and that's what I think that he needs to do in the future, is that if you don't want all of this media attention, then he needs to take a step back and not say all of these things, because, I mean, all of there were books written about Obama and Hillary in the past, and they didn't say anything about them, so it doesn't get reported
on as
much.
That he has to be like they are. What everybody.
But Doug, I think Kara's making an excellent point. If you want to, if you want to support him, and it sounds like you want that, you know, it sounds like you are, and you say all the negative stuff.
No.
Well, it sounds like you're coming from a place of there's a lot of negative stuff on him.
I haven't really. I have not explained what my feelings are at all. You guys all went down that road, and that's good. So now it's my turn.
Well, hold on. Let me just clarify what I was saying right there, because I wasn't necessarily saying that. I'm saying that if you want to be treated, because I think what a lot of people say is that he's treated differently than other presidents, which I can see that. But if you want to be treated the same as other presidents, I think you need to act the same as other presidents. And so he's not acting the same. He's talking about this book a lot in ways that other presidents haven't talked about books written about them. And I think that's why he's treated differently, because he's treating other people.
He's dictating so much of his own coverage, even though he can play the victim and say it's all a witch hunt. If he ignored this stuff and didn't keep tweeting about it, there wouldn't be as much to talk about. I think that's exactly what Kara's point is, and I agree with that totally.
Okay.
If he isn't going to stop, then why should the news media get blamed for covering what the president is generating?
Because there's another condition that people either don't want to take into account, or they don't believe it, or whatever it is, the anger and the negativity that surrounds us because of who we are, where we are, our own circumstances individually and collectively bring us around to wanting somebody that was different than what we had before. So whether he just went into this as a lark or a pastime, and then lo and behold, he becomes the president. There are more. It's deeper than that. And we're so surface oriented. We don't, and I say this collectively because a lot of us fall into this. I can't believe, frankly, the venom and the hatred that's aimed at this guy. And then understand, because this is the way I think, and this is the way I analyze things. I want to know what's going on with the person. And I happen to be close to a number of people who are mental health experts. And what I saw in him is what I saw in somebody else that's been very close to me over the years who has early onset dementia. He shows every single sign of having it. Now, whether somebody should have seen it and not let him run for president, or his family should have talked him out of it, or whatever it is, and whether he has it or he doesn't have it, I happen to be more interested in compassion than I am anger. Am I happy with the things that he's doing or that are being done by the administration? A few of the things I like. I don't like most of or many of the things that are going on. But what troubles me more than any of that is the way these ass wipes at CNN and some of the other people that just want to this gangbang mentality of going after somebody who, in fact, could be very troubled through no fault of his own.
But then he shouldn't be in office.
I'm not finished. You can't throw out
a medical diagnosis like that.
I certainly have an opinion, Jennifer, and I can express it.
Whether you like it or you don't like it,
it's fine. But in my opinion, talking to three or four people that I know and trust, the anger that he displays, the early signs of dementia are just exactly what he presents. So do I want to have some compassion for him instead of all of this anger
I have total compassion, but he should not be. Then that means he's not fit for office.
He doesn't know it.
But would a person with dementia, would they know it? They wouldn't know it. Crazy people don't know they're crazy. People with dementia don't know they have dementia.
You know,
no, I'm not saying he's crazy. I'm saying...
I think this is so funny because we go from the storyline last year that this guy is some evil genius who figured out how to collude with Russia and change the whole course of our election in 2016. And now, in 2017. And now in 2018, the narrative is he's a bumbling idiot who never wanted to win, who's stupid or is crazy and has dementia. I'll just finish my thought here and then I'll let you guys all go for it. But here's someone who you may not like politically. You may not like him personally. I didn't care very much for Obama's administration, but you know what? I was able to articulate why I didn't like Obama's policies. It had nothing to do with who he was as a person. In fact, I think he was a great speaker. I think he was charismatic and had lots of power in his words. But when I said I didn't like him, many people said, well, you just don't like him because he's black. Why are we constantly boiling it down to people that we have a taste for or not? I can say that Obama, I think, is a powerful leader and a powerful organizer, but I can still articulate why I didn't support him as his presidential policies. No one's able to articulate why they don't like Trump. It's either he's crazy, he's a cheater, or he's incapable. I do. I don't hear a lot of people articulating the real problems that they have with presidential policy coming out of the White House today.
Doug just named agriculture, net neutrality, the nursing home thing. I mean, the gun control. There's so many things, policies. He could just be a cardboard cutout of a human being, and I would still have an issue with all of these policies.
But I would tell you the same thing about Obama from my perspective.
But that's what Jen's saying. So we are doing what Jen is saying.
Well,
she wished more people were doing.
I'm saying that we have a really honest conversation every day. I'm talking about the mainstream news media coverage, which is what Doug was saying, and CNN, and you know,
they just want to get them because they think it's good for ratings or whatever it is.
Talk radio actually does the best job in covering politics because at least they articulate, or we articulate, things that we have problems with. And when you watch television news specifically, and sometimes even in print journalism, it just constantly feels like this onslaught, and it's strange. It's a weird time in politics for sure.
Very much so. And a weird time in our country, I think, in general. There are some things going on now that are just, they were bad things in previous administrations and good things in previous administrations for all of us or a group of us collectively, but to continually demonize someone in a way that I find troubling because of what I think. I mean, I've suspected this in my own mind, and, you know, people may be angry at me, but I have said, you can say whatever you want. You can follow us on Twitter. It's pretty easy to do that at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn or at C. Shillen or at On Air Victoria or at Doug Steffen. You can express, feel free, Facebook as well. There are a lot of people with different points of view. I think our points of view are educated. We get our education by, however, following things many times. And I don't say that about us. This is a collective. Many people get their education or they hear things or they associate with things that they like, that they're comfortable with. And that doesn't mean that they're right. I don't tell you that I'm right. I'm just telling you what I think, that there ought to be more compassion aimed at this guy because of what I think is going on. But, you know, under the circumstances, it's easy for Wolf or some of these other people who are basically interested in themselves. They're not interested in bettering the country, interested in making the circumstances better. They just want to make some money. And so here's a perfect target, and there you go. And it's always difficult for us to get into these sorts of things. We have very passionate points of view, and I think there's plenty of opportunity during the rest of the day on most of the stations that we're on for people to exercise their feelings and their connection to their ideas. We don't have to necessarily do that. That's one of the reasons that I don't think it's necessary for us to get into the politics of it, but under the circumstances, well. Okay. There we are. Hello. Welcome to Monday, January the 8th. It's coming up on 10 before the hour with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and Doug on the DJB Experience.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
After the hour now, time for us to check some technology news that is applicable to an audience such as ours, which isn't really the Leo Laporte Kim Komando crowd, but yet there are things that we hear every day, like the Spectre and Meltdown situation, Victoria, that need some attention. So we'll get to them and that information right after this.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team! Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this! Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all stages of situations.
Are you looking to lower your monthly payments in the new year? A simple tip could save you big bucks. Jeff Danford, head of ClearLane, an auto finance division for Ally.
Most people know they can refinance their home loan, but a lot fewer realize they can refinance their auto loan as well. And it may make a big difference for people in particular who are struggling to meet their monthly obligations.
According to a Nielsen survey, less than half of consumers were aware they could refinance their auto loans, and only 12% of car owners have ever done it. But this simple, often overlooked tool has reduced payments for ClearLane customers by an average of about $1,300 a year.
The way it works is simple. Let's say someone got a car loan when their credit rating was poor. As a result, they likely secured a loan at a higher interest rate and have a higher monthly payment. Now we fast forward a couple of years, they've been making their payments on time and their credit rating has gone up. Refinancing could give them the opportunity to get into a new loan at a lower interest rate, thereby reducing their monthly car payments.
An easy tip that could put a nice dent in your monthly payments. For more, visit clearlane.com.
All right, so Victoria, the Spectre and Meltdown situations, you have some details on these chip flaws. And we were just talking off the air about wondering, I'm concerned about my iPhone and my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time that I've seen anything that seemed to be an attack on Apple or something that might be successful. Microsoft Windows, that kind of stuff, those have been exposed, open for exploration and exposition for a long time.
Right.
But now those of us who have Apple stuff, I have a little of both. So
right.
How does this impact us?
Well, the difference with what you were talking about, Doug, with the Microsoft, with the big hacking and things like that, security breaches, this is none of that. That's all software. This is what we're, these Intel chips are hardware. This is when you open up anything, any part of your computer, the guts of your computer has the Intel chip. They all have it. Whether it's an, like you said, it's an iPad, an iPhone, any of your PC computers, your Mac desktops, they all have these chips. And fundamentally, there is a flaw in the chip. And that's really where this all stems from. The best thing we can do would obviously be to replace the chips. That's not going to happen. They didn't make replacement chips. It would be more expensive to replace them in your device than it would be to buy a new device. But the thing is, they don't even have the next generation of the chips yet. So the most important thing to do is basic security, which we always talk about here. Make sure you have all of your software updates up to date. Anytime you're prompted to update your software for a security patch, do it. You have to make sure this will not eliminate the problem, but all you can do is protect yourself from hackers. This is a very vulnerable situation. All these chips are vulnerable to hackers. So far, they haven't had any reports of it being hacked, but they are extremely vulnerable. The only thing that seems to be safe is the Apple Watch, which doesn't help a whole lot of us, but that's one thing that... that's yeah. One thing that you don't have to worry about, but these are things. Make sure you're not falling for phishing scams, any type of strange email. Read through it. Read the fine print. Even if it looks like it's from one of your providers, still read through it. Delete it. Don't click on anything. If you get an email from, let's say, Verizon, and you think, like, maybe this is a little weird, delete the email and go to Verizon's own website. Don't use a link. The link is where the malware is. So don't use a link. Go directly to the websites of trusted providers that you have accounts with. Once again, never, ever, ever give over any of your personal information, especially through an email link. And if you stick to that, you might be okay.
So Leo Laporte said that this is a white hat problem, white hat hacker instead of a black hat hacker. I don't know what that means. This still sounds bad under any circumstance.
It means that a good person found out about it and let them know before it became an issue versus a hacker who is going to sell the information online or something.
Okay. All right. Well, something to be aware of, certainly, as we continue to try to figure out what the fix is.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.